A hot, crowded outdoor music festival in Alabama sounds like a great time for some people, but for those with autism, it can be a nightmare. SLOSFest happens this weekend in Birmingham, and organizers say it's the first music festival in the country to be designated sensory inclusive. WBHM's Janae Pierre has more.
On Tuesday morning, crews were busy at Sloss Furnaces setting up one of four stages for SLOSFest. Soon, thousands of fans will be jumping around enjoying performances from some of their favorite artists. It's gonna be lit and it's gonna be loud. For someone with autism, it could be a bit much. This year, festival organizers hope to make it easier. You might wonder why people who struggle with loud sounds or bright flashing lights would want to attend a crowded music festival in the first place.
Why wouldn't they though, right?
That's Michelle Kong. She's co-founder of Culture City, an organization focused on creating sensory-friendly environments.
Even though you have noise sensitivity or you have visual sensitivity, it doesn't mean that you don't enjoy music. It doesn't mean that you don't enjoy basketball, right? You still love all those things, but it's just that you cannot go because the environment is not set up for you to go.
This year's SLOSFest will be set up to accommodate those with sensory needs. Jay Wilson is with Red Mountain Productions, which is producing the event. How can you tell when someone with autism needs help?
You can't. Until something starts getting a little uneasy, until they start becoming distressed, until, you know, they start being agitated.
He says there are some definite signs.
You know, maybe they fidget more, maybe they act differently. And so that's where our team is going to be, has been trained to look out for that.
Festival staffers, including security guards and volunteers, have completed special training led by medical professionals and staff from Culture City. They're the foundation for a successful sensory-inclusive event, but Kong says they'll use other resources like sensory bags, which include
noise-canceling headphones for individuals with noise sensitivity. We have sunglasses. We have different sensory toolkits in there that they can use to kind of help them calm down and regulate themselves back.
Organizers will also set up a sensory room for those who get overstimulated during the festival. People who are sensitive to noise will be able to take a break, calm down, and head back out to enjoy the music. And that's exciting for Karen Willis from Montgomery. She has autism and has been fighting for inclusion most of her life.
I was very, very excited and very happy because most people with autism aren't able to experience these community events like the SLOSFest.
She says now that it's sensory friendly, more people with autism and other disabilities can enjoy events like this. Even so, when I ask if she plans to attend SLOSFest this weekend, she's a little hesitant.
I'd like to, but it's a wait and see.
Willis loves that she has the option, but she says maybe she'll go next year. For WBHM, I'm Janae Pierre.
One other note, Red Mountain Entertainment is a program sponsor of WBHM. The station's business and editorial departments operate independently. This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden.